This is Stephanie.
And this is Joseph.
And welcome back.
Yep.
Sorry it's late.
Yeah, we're a few days behind. We didn't release anything Sunday, so
I guess
we'll see when this gets released. I don't know.
But I bragged the last episode saying, hey, we're making a habit of it.
Yeah, we're talking about that, and then bam. Baseball practice hits and just everything.
Yeah. So. Our family kinda has the sniffles. So yeah. That also.
Yeah.
But yeah, here we are again.
So picking up where we left off.
Yeah, I think we just completed the week. We stopped with me getting on the ride with Juju, I think, Everest.
And her
riding by herself and everything. So, but that was like on a Saturday. So the next day, this has become like our thing to do on Sundays. We go to church that morning and then we go to the beach in the evenings. So, or not the evenings, I guess the afternoon.
Yeah, that's probably the second time we've done this, right?
Yeah, I guess so. But yeah, that's what we did the next day on a Sunday. And it was much better weather than the last time.
Yeah, I don't recall anything about that trip to the beach. So.
Yeah, so it must have been uneventful.
Because the time before was when we got the chicken and the starry and drink and all that.
And it stormed. You know that starry drink we was talking about?
Yeah.
I was seeing something. It's a replacement for Sierra Mist.
I'm the one that told you this.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I knew I heard it somewhere.
Yeah.
Okay, well, anyways. But yeah, I just have a few pictures of Henry digging his normal hole in the beach.
In the sand.
Hole in the sand, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's what I have a picture of, pretty much. And the little ones are playing in the beach. So there wasn't any storms. It was sunny. And I don't think it was too bad crowded, which it is in August. So
yeah,
at the end of August, really.
Yeah, I'd say probably Florida's gone back to school, I think. I don't really know what day they go back.
But it is a Sunday. So
yeah. So it's probably just locals that was there.
Yeah.
But we're still at Tropical Palms. We're there one more week before we go back to the fort.
Yeah, and then that we also went to Cocoa Beach just because that's our normal beach we go to. It's Cocoa Beach. I don't know if we said that, but yeah, that's one of our favorites.
Yeah, there are other beaches out there, which we realized later in the year when we stayed by the coast.
Yeah, but yeah, that's just our favorite, I guess, from when we're staying at Tropical Palms. So it's an easy one to head on over.
Yeah, you just get on the toll road and go straight over there, so.
Of course, the last time we tried to go to the beach, it wasn't that good besides Cocoa Beach. Another beach besides Cocoa Beach.
I thought that was when we stayed at the horse farm.
It was, yes. Yeah. So, and it just, we ended up not going to the beach, so.
Well, actually, we made it to the beach. We didn't stay.
Yeah. It was kind of gross that day anyways.
And they had a hurricane that went through and washed away their beach, so there was nothing there.
Yeah. But yeah. Yeah, that's what we did on Sunday.
But only thing I have after that, leading into the week, do you have anything for Monday at
all? I do. We went to Epcot.
Oh, see, I have none of that.
Because I did something. Oh, no, I remember what it was. Whenever we get on Spaceship Earth, which is the at Epcot, the big ball in the middle, Graham, you pick these things because they talk to you during the whole thing about what's happening. And then at the end, they create this video with a picture of you and, you know, with questions and stuff.
Well, they're talking about the history of time and the future. So they're telling you, they have you making your own future.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's it. But at the very beginning, they ask you the question of what language do you speak? All right. So if you click anything but English, the speaking of that language is all through the ride. So you can't understand anything. And that's one of Graham's favorite things to do.
Andrew's too.
Yeah, is to pick the wrong language. And he would pick it, and then I would pick the English, and then he would pick it again, and I'd pick it. And it was going back and forth, and I was the last one to pick English, so it was English. So he was mad at me the whole ride. I just remember him being so mad. Because it's English.
Well, I mean, Graham's 5 and 5-year-old, they hear these... You know, hear the woman talking, telling about the different scenes. But I mean, to a 5-year-old, that probably doesn't mean anything to him. So he probably just rather just hear whatever language it was over English.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But yeah, I just that's what I have a picture of him of on the ride, all sold up.
So that's all we did, I guess.
Yeah, that's all I have. It's okay. Just been, I'm sure we probably did other things at Epcot.
Possibly. I mean, you never know. Sometimes we just hop in a park, and if it's busy, don't do much, then leave. Well, may or may not ride Guardians, but we'll probably hit Cool Club. And
yeah, there's a good chance we hit Cool Club.
Possibly some festival booths if there's a festival going on.
But yeah, I just know that my picture, since he was sold up and mad, my picture was a mad face too.
Yeah.
But his picture didn't show up, so it didn't matter. But yeah.
So that was Monday. And then I guess Tuesday, I guess you have anything?
I have us at the pool.
I have, that was when the hot air balloon was flying over our campsite, and I have pictures of our awning ripping away from our fifth wheel. So all my pictures are related to tropical palms. I guess you have.
I have us at the pool. So I'm guessing it was probably a laundry day. So I went to do laundry and I took the kids with me to the pool.
You think that's what happened?
Well, I mean, they're at the pool, so, and it's at the kiddie pool.
Yeah. But it looks like it's in the evening from that picture.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah, so I'm not really quite sure.
I think we all went at that time.
Oh, did we?
Yeah, I think
okay.
So.
Okay. So, yeah, that's, and then we let them dry off on the playground.
Yeah.
Which, with them having wet swimsuits and stuff, that slide, it was fast. And they would, like, zoom down the slide and then hit, like, the rubber pellets at the bottom. Because, I mean, it made them really fast. I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, but I guess that was just, like, a relaxing day.
So okay.
What was you going
to
say?
No, I don't really have anything to say about that because I don't remember.
That's just all I have, just from those few pictures.
On Wednesday, we went to Hollywood Studios that week.
Oh, yeah, we did.
And it looks like we actually got to ride Toy Story Mania, which is
we did
odd.
And it made me really excited. I took a picture of it.
Yeah, man.
Because this never happens to me. I got the highest score in the ride vehicle.
Who usually gets the highest score in the ride?
You do. Yeah. You do, but that's why I took a picture, because I never get the highest score, but I got the highest score that time.
Yeah.
But we don't get to ride together because one of us has to sit with Graham.
You're always with Graham.
Yeah, I'm usually always with Graham.
I'm with Juliet, and usually we can get like the alien to unlock the robot, but I couldn't get that. I couldn't get anything to work that time.
But yeah,
and sometimes like I don't know if the glasses are dirty or distorted, but I think on that one, like I was seeing like double, like the vision wasn't very good for whatever reason, or maybe there's like a delay on the trigger or something. But you know, there had to be some reason that I lost in the.
And yeah, yeah. Well, I'm just happy I won. But I did ride with Juliet, which that's a little helpful too, because she's kind of like when you're trying to get the alien, she's sometimes helpful with it. So
I don't think you got the alien though.
I probably didn't. The robot. But yeah, I got it was 196,200. But if you ever rode Toy Story Mania, I guess we need to describe the rod. It's 3D, so you're wearing these 3D glasses and you're sitting in there, and it's like you're shooting balls, or sometimes it's darts. It's different things.
It could be rings.
Because it's a digital game, I guess. Is that what it's called? Digital? No? I don't know.
It's a ride with you're just going from like screen to screen, and you have to aim at these targets and collect points. So it's like a video game.
Yeah, and it's based on Toy Story, so. But yeah, it's a fun ride. It's just usually the wait is awful.
Yeah, it's one of the ones that Lightning Lane, they pump in as many Lightning Lane as possible. And the ride shouldn't, and it's not Omnimover, but I mean, I think a lot of people can ride in an hour. But for whatever reason, the times are always terrible. And yeah. Which is a shame because it's one of my favorite rides at Hollywood Studios. But
yeah, there was at one point.
I like Slinky Dog, but I think Toy Story Mania is probably my favorite of the.
Yeah,
Toy Story Land rides.
It's fun. At one point, we was waiting in line, and it wasn't that long of a line, but it seemed like we waited forever. And so when we finally got to the front, it's like we was there, and then they let like 50 other of the Lightning Lane through, and then just like one family.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we've discussed this on the
podcast. Yeah, probably so. Before. Probably so.
But we did that, and we went and rode Tower Terror.
Yeah.
Which is everybody's favorite, one of everybody's favorite. I don't know if it's Graham's favorite.
Yeah, Graham rides it.
Graham, yeah. But I think Juliet likes it now.
Yeah, Juliet likes it now.
But, I mean, It's, you know, it was one of the best rides also at Hollywood Studios. Like just the design of the building and everything. Not just the ride, just everything about it.
Yeah, it's now, very it much can, in character.
It can get, you know, if it's a long line, you can be in the garden waiting for a while. So that's not really fun. But if you can get where it's limited amount of time in the outside queue and then just the inside, it's enjoyable. Yeah. So.
But yeah, and you always go straight. When you get the basement,
After the pre-show, that you come out in the basement, and there's four elevators. There's two ways of getting there. You can take that first right, which will kind of like zigzag you to the actual place where you get in the elevator, or you can go straight around the corner. And going straight around the corner is always quicker.
It is.
But people always choose going right because one thing is the first site they see, like, oh, it's right there,
and the line is usually looks like it's shorter because there's nobody there, and usually straight the people are kind of piled up.
Yeah, I can kind of see you seeing that. I mean, you definitely see it that way. And also I think if there's a left and a right, I think more people choose right. And then also you can actually see the where you're getting onto the ride. So
but yeah, always go straight. It's a lot shorter.
Yeah, sometimes if it's a short line, we haven't waited for very long, we'll go right just because, but
yeah, we're like, oh, why do we go this way?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah. But anyways, oh yeah,
so I have, that's what we did on Wednesday. You have anything else? That's what we did?
No, usually whenever we go to Hollywood Studios, we don't do much. We enjoy the the atmosphere, I guess.
Yeah,
because I mean, it's an enjoyable
with limited rides.
Yeah. So. It's because it's always really busy.
It's one of the, if you want to go see shows, I say it's one of the best parks. Because, yeah, I mean, they have Indiana Jones.
The Frozen.
Frozen sing-along.
They have the Muppets.
Yeah. I mean, it's okay. It's okay. You're watching a screen. It's kind of like their Pixar shorts and Mickey's
the Mickey things.
Which, I mean, the kids enjoy it. Yeah. And they're bringing back Little Mermaid. Is it this year? I guess it's this year.
And they also have Beauty and the Beast, which is really good.
Yeah, that's another good one. And there's Fantasmic, which we haven't stayed and seen but once, right? And that was when Juliet was a baby.
Yeah, I was pregnant with Graham. And I didn't even get to watch it because Juliet was really upset during the show. So
maybe one day.
Maybe one day I'll get to see that.
So that was Wednesday. I have nothing for Thursday.
We went to Epcot.
I imagine that.
So,
looks like we went to Seas with Nemo.
Yeah, we went to Seas with Nemo. They always wanted to get a picture with their face in the shark.
What is that picture of?
I don't know. Just
outside our campsite?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Because I think that's what it
is. Maybe. I don't know.
So, I'm guessing Seas with Nemo.
It's a spotlight.
Okay. With being at Seas with Nemo, that must be the park is busy. Either that or we promised Graham to ride it because Graham always wants to ride it. None of the rest of us really care about it. Juliet, probably. But us, it's like, it's an Omni Mover. It is what it is.
And there's some parts in it that make me so dizzy. Like, if you get motion sickness, I think that the part with Crush, you're just spinning in it.
You're not actually spinning.
No, the screen is spinning. Yeah, rotating. And I'm just like, I get so dizzy. But it is pretty cool that it comes out and it's the aquarium. I enjoy that part of it.
Yeah.
Like just being a ride and see the aquarium and see the scuba divers.
Once you've seen one fish, you've seen them all.
Is that from something?
They do have
dolphins that are cool.
I feel the same way about a zoo. I mean, the kids love the zoo. I'm like, I mean, you've seen the animal before and you know. Anyway. So I guess that's all we did at Epcot that time.
Yeah.
And then Friday, I had more hot air balloons flying over my head early in the morning.
So that happened on Friday?
Yeah, that was multiple ones.
Okay.
I always wake up before you do, so I'm always outside. And, you know, they were just flying over the
like, how early was it? Because like, it's Florida, and I mean, it's in August, so it's not cool.
It's not cool or it's not early?
It's not like August here, it could be a little cooler.
It was at 7.
We run earlier now.
Yeah, well, I would run earlier. It's not my fault.
I just sleep in. Yeah. Maybe I'm in a better habit of it now.
Maybe. But it seems like also when we're in Florida, we are at the parks more, so we stay out later.
Yeah, we do. Yeah.
We don't get to bed as early. So, yeah, that was Friday. It looks like we went to Magic.
We went to Magic. And we usually don't go to Magic much when we're at Tropical Palms because you got to go to the Ticket and Transportation Center, and then you got to ride the monorail or a boat over to Magic Kingdom. You could walk. I don't know if they have a walking available right now. But since construction, that's kind of...
It's August.
It's hot. So yeah, that's what we did. And it looked like, I mean, we rode the carousel. I got that.
Yeah. Anything else? That's all I have is carousel.
Okay, never mind.
That's the carousel.
That's all I have is the carousel. Oh, no. Of course, the people mover and the Astro Orbiter, which is, you know...
Astro Orbiter. So I was going to say the wait time must have been pretty bad, but we must have caught it a good time.
Yeah. It's weird. I have Andrew taking a picture of us in the background.
I guess you added it. No, you must have hit the cloud to actually save it. Okay.
But yeah. Oh, we got to ride Astro Orbiter together.
Oh, yeah.
It's nice. It's okay. So at Disney, if you're 14, is it 14? It's 14. You can have someone under 7 ride with you. You can, you know, because if you're 7, you can ride by yourself. So just here recently, we've been able to ride together. It's been a while since we've been able to ride rides together, but here recently, it's been happening.
Yeah, because Andrew is 14, which means you can ride with Graham, and then Juliet's 7, so she can ride with anybody.
So yeah. So it's been nice. So we actually got to ride Astro Orbiter together because I guess Andrew was with Graham and Henry was with Juju. So, but yeah, but we also, I don't know if we've talked about this, but the kids, Juju and Graham, have been able to ride Everest by themselves. And then,
because as long as you're in the same car.
As long as we're behind them or someone.
Within the same, the ride at Everest is a train and there's three rows per car. So as long as you're in that same car with them.
Do you think, you don't have to be directly behind them?
You have to be directly behind them.
You can't
be in another car.
Yeah, you can't be in another car, but you have to be directly behind them. So they got to do that, and Guardians of the Galaxy and Big Thunder, all the roller coasters, I think they've been able to ride together.
I don't know if we have to, but Andrew, either me or you or Andrew.
Someone 14 and older has to be behind them.
Yeah.
So, but that was, that also works with, what is it? Mission Space. So they all can ride Mission Space together because Andrew's there.
Yeah, we've been doing more often letting the four of them go and we don't even ride it.
Yes, which I'm okay with that because
it
can get to me.
Yeah. I mean, the waiting area is a playground, which I'm sure we talked about in the past, and it's like dark and there's like places to sit so you can relax. The only thing I wish they had is more like food and, you know, food service like close by so you can get a snack and then go in there and
I know relax. It's in wait for them, but there's not much around. There's the popcorn and some pretzels.
Yeah, there's
and every
there's,
now
there's,
and
there's
then
a, there's a Joffrey's not too far away.
Yeah. And every now and then there's a food booth sometimes that's not too terribly far, but it's not close. The donut box, yeah. In that area.
Well, or the fry box, whatever it is that season.
Yeah. But the crowd probably wasn't too bad if we was able to ride that day. I'm going back to the Astro Orbiter because that line is usually long.
Well, my only thought is I would say it was busy. And I don't know. I was just going to say it was like early afternoon and it's August and it's going to be really hot. So maybe some people opted not to ride that.
Do you think it was a party night?
Maybe, but
because usually party nights it's slower at Magic Kingdom, so
yeah, it's possible.
Or but it could also be possible.
You would think if it was a party night, we'd have more than just those rides.
Yeah, right?
You think it'd be Big Thunder, Pirates, Haunted. Well, Haunted's actually been pretty bad lately, but then.
Or it also could have went down and we hopped in line like as soon as it came back up.
Yeah, because
so we've done that before too.
Everybody loves space, so we didn't do space either.
We didn't know.
So, for Saturday, all I have is a bag of tilapia. So, I guess that's what we were having.
I have a I don't know, like a huge grasshopper or something, a locust or something. So, I don't know.
I think this is the last day.
Oh, so we probably went shopping.
Probably.
We went grocery shopping for
the fort.
The fort. Yeah. We try to do that before we go. I probably did a load of laundry. We went shopping just so that, because laundry is a little bit more expensive at the fort than it is at Tropical Palms. So, and it's just, and Tropical Palms is closer to stores than the fort is. So it's just easier to get out.
So, yeah, Saturday, I guess, was a prep day.
Yeah.
Sunday, the AC froze. I think it was when we got back from church. It was like, okay, it wasn't running.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
It was warm in there. The dogs were in there. It was warm in there. But it was just, I mean, we got back in the, you know, late morning around noon. And I think it just froze up, you know, recently. And also, it was the main AC unit. So, we still had the other AC unit going in the bedroom.
Yeah. So, and that pushes some air through there. It's just not as much.
Yeah. So open it up, thawed it out, and get into the fort. I mean, it's August. The campsite we're at has direct sun, no shade. So, I mean, and it's high humidity. So, I mean, I figure that's mainly the reason, because that's the only place we ever have an issue with. When we get to the fort, it never freezes up.
Yeah, that is true. I haven't thought about that. It's cooler. It seems cooler at the fort than it
also,
does.
Also, I mean, there's shade.
So, it doesn't have to work as hard. Yeah. That's true.
Because, I mean, that AC unit is like, you know, this thing on your roof, this black thing. So, it's absorbing heat anyway. That's true, and then direct sun. So.
Didn't think about that. I also have something that happened on Sunday.
What was that?
The most disappointing concert we've been to at Epcot. We went and saw Phillips.
No, it's Phillips.
Philip Phillips.
Yes.
Okay. And I don't follow his music. I know that he's like, what, an American Idol. He won it or something maybe one year.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, he has a couple hits. So.
And the one song I wanted to hear, he did not play.
No, he played a couple songs I've heard of before, but you expect them to play
their hit song, what they're known for.
Yeah.
But he didn't. So I think his thinking was, oh, if I don't play it now, they're going to come back so they can hear it.
And with those concerts, you have to leave the seating area, get back in line, and then sit down again. So
it's like, nope.
You need to provide, you know, it's not like a sitcom where it continues. You need to be a movie where it's the beginning, middle, and end. And you got to, like, encompass that. And I'm sure they were told that, because it's not like he's the first musician doing it. So, I don't know. He had issues with his mic set. And yeah. It wasn't very good.
No. And you could tell he seemed very nervous about it. Like, he wasn't comfortable.
Yeah. It's a different setting than what you expect.
But I also didn't know if it's because he I don't know. He came from America. It was just a recent one, right? America's Got Talent? No?
No. Okay.
But like he just didn't seem comfortable. And I thought he was going to play it because the person who was switching out his guitars and stuff was bringing him another guitar. And then it's like, come back and see me, you know, in my next sets. And so, and then he was like, oh, okay. And he walked back out.
He won in 2012.
Oh, so that wasn't.
No.
Okay. I don't follow American Idol.
But you've heard his hit song on the radio or.
Yeah, Home. Home. Yeah. That's the song that I wanted to hear was Home. And I didn't get to hear it. So.
Yeah. So because of that, we didn't go back to this. We're like, well, he's not going to perform it once. We're not even going to take a chance on it later. So.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Is this the one? I think Juju was eating trail mix or something.
Oh, and about to get attacked by a squirrel.
And there was a squirrel like creeping up on her. Like, because Disney squirrels are very bold. Like, they're not afraid of humans. And
steal your bagel.
They will steal your bagel. At the fort, that happened to Henry. Did we talk about that?
I'm sure we have.
There's other things that have stolen Henry's food, though.
We've talked about the bird. Oh, no,
we haven't got to the bird yet.
Okay, anyway. Let's just stop here because we're about to get to the fort.
Okay.
Next episode, so.
And this, yeah, very interesting next time at the fort, too, so.
Yeah, I'll remember it when we get talking about it because I don't know what you're talking about right now.
We're preparing for a hurricane again.
Okay.
So, okay. Well, thank you for listening to 4 Kids, 2 Dogs, and 1 RV.
Bye.
Bye-bye.